A backyard poultry flock in southwestern Oregon has been confirmed with the same strain of highly pathogenic avian influenza found in both commercial poultry flocks in British Columbia, Canada, and wild birds in northwestern Washington state. USDA's chief veterinarian John Clifford says the H5N8 virus has not been found in any commercial poultry flocks in the U.S. However, the discovery in Oregon illustrates that backyard poultry flocks are at greater risk for high path AI.
They need to really do a good job in keeping their birds away from wild water fowl and away from open sources of water to put them behind a fence during this period of time.
USDA offers additional information on biosecurity for backyard poultry flocks through this web address, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. In addition, USDA has a toll-free phone number for producers to report sick birds or unusual bird deaths for further investigation. That number is 1-866-536-7593. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. And following the confirmation of avian influenza in Oregon, South Korea has banned U.S. imports of poultry for 21 days. Meeting Place is reporting that Hong Kong, Singapore, and Japan have imposed narrower bans, while Korea is trying to manage its own bird flu outbreak, which has also affected 18 countries this year alone. South Korea imported more than 63,000 metric tons of poultry meat from the U.S. in the first 11 months of 2014. However, industry experts say Oregon is not a poultry exporting state. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's Center for Food Safety imposed a specific ban covering poultry imports from Douglas County, Oregon, where the outbreak among a small backyard flock with exposure to wild birds was discovered. But U.S. officials have stressed that no commercial birds have been affected by the avian flu outbreak anywhere in the U.S., and that USDA and Oregon officials continue to monitor the situation.